Thank you, Your Excellency. Concerning the question raised by Ms. Janina on the involvement of the CSO regarding the productions of the report submitted to the Committee of Enforced Disappearance, while the consultation itself did not take place, but the productions of the report is under the working group of the Cambodian Human Rights Committee, and the Cambodian Human Rights Committee maintains its open doors policy to receive any invitations or any comments from relevant stakeholders, and that it also includes CSO. We also launch an app for the relevant stakeholders who are interested to submit their comments as well as inputs related to issues concerning their interests. On the next questions concerning the establishments of the National Human Rights Institution, it's an independent body established by law in accordance with the Paris Principle, and it has been tasked to the Cambodian Human Rights Committee to draft the law, as Excellencies and Mr. Chairs and colleagues are aware of. There are 129 human rights institutions established worldwide, and among those, there are 5 in the ASEAN countries, and with the approval of our then prime ministers, the Cambodian Human Rights Institutions have been working on the drafting law of the establishment. The working group itself has already finalized the first draft, and it is comprised of 9 chapters and 32 articles. And to ensure the transparencies of establishing the drafting process, we have also co-hosted the consultation with the Office of the United Nations High Commissioners for Human Rights in Cambodia to co-chair the consultation process and to invite CSO to participate in providing inputs and comments on the draft law. It has been undergone 32 consultations nationally, regionally, and internationally with relevant stakeholders, including the ASEAN Intergovernmental Commissions on Human Rights, along with the National Institute of Human Rights in Malaysia, in Indonesia, and the Philippines, and the Asia Pacific Forum on National Institutions of Human Rights. Notably, it has also been circulated and received input from relevant stakeholders, including higher education and academic institutions, as well as the Bar Associations of Cambodia and associations of persons with disability, women and children, and the press units, as well as representatives of indigenous people. Furthermore, it has also been posted publicly to receive comments from the general public should they be interested in providing inputs. Right now, it has been submitted to the Office of the Council of Ministers on the 19th of September in last year, and it has also been consulted with the Council of Jurists within the Office of the Council of Ministers before awaiting further procedures. I now return the floor to Mr. Chair.